5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Broadcasting over the electric rainbow, directly into your ear holes. Here's Lee and Math with a snug.
Hello, hello, it's April the 12th. It's show 958. I'm Math, and over there in Prestatyn is the always awesome Lee.
Hello.
Hello. And there in Wales and Canada, it's Beth and Tamara.
Yo.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, before we start, I should say, possibly coincidence, but last week's live show didn't get a copyright strike for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ooh. Mm. I mean,
ooh. Just saying. So how's your week been? It seems like 2 minutes since we were talking, even though it's been 7 days, and this is what happens when you have a bank holiday weekend.
Yeah.
So what did you do then? Anything interesting?
I worked Sunday night.
Was that a spontaneous shock working, or did you know?
No, I got a phone call in the afternoon. It was Gavin, Claire from the Beach Club. It was her birthday. Yep. And Gavin had booked a singer, and she'd rung up and said she was poorly. She couldn't sing.
Right.
I do karaoke, so I thought, yeah, why not? Not doing anything else. And the Saturday night before was my first Saturday night, not at HQ.
Yep.
I was bored shitless. I thought, oh my God, if this is what Saturday nights are like, I'm going out, I'm doing something.
Yeah.
Naomi was sat there on her bloody phone all night. Nettie was sat at the table watching her phone. I'm like, what is this? Is this what you do when I'm not here?
So like, it was
welcome relief to be out on Sunday.
Right, okay.
And I woke up on Monday, oh my God, with the worst cold ever. Snotty, chesty, achy. Grumpy, sneezy, dopey. I needed
not
the
bashful.
I'm just coming out of that now. Still a bit sneezy. I probably will be trying to stifle a few sneezes over the next couple of hours or so.
Okay.
That's what you get for going out.
Yeah.
Yeah, meeting all them people.
I think it was because I was like working on the Sabbath.
Is that what it is? You've been struck down?
Easter Sunday.
Down.
Yes.
But isn't it the opposite? It's supposed to come back alive.
Oh,
yeah, it's resurrection. Yeah.
I always get it wrong, don't I? There's always something I get wrong here. Oh, well. So that'll teach me to do karaoke on the Sabbath.
Yeah.
I've been smited. Smote.
Smitten?
So I'm just coming out of it now. I still feel a bit shitty.
Right, okay.
There we go. It is what it is.
Right. And girls, did either of you do anything interesting over the Easter weekend?
No.
No.
No, I haven't done anything.
Of course not.
What do you mean, of course not?
I think we all know the kind of interesting lives that you lead. I forgot to do interesting.
Like yours?
Yeah. Exactly. That's why you're here.
This is true.
It's just weird.
I've started writing short stories.
Oh, okay.
That's interesting.
That's quite interesting.
So, yeah.
Okay.
I've never really written short stories before, so I've never really written short stories. I don't like reading short stories.
Why?
Well, because, I don't know, I guess a lot of them just are like a teaser. It's like an appetizer, and where's the rest of the story, you know? explain. So I kind of like the idea of novellas because they're in between a short story and a novel.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, but what I've been doing so far have been short stories.
So can you give us a synopsis of a short story, something that you're working on? Because, you know, you could go on to be...
Oh, what have you done, Lee? You've seen some of her Midjourney things.
Yeah, I know.
What's going to come out of her mouth now?
That means the content's going to be dynamite, surely. You could go on to be the next big thing. You could be...
Yeah.
Danielle Steele.
No. Salman Rushdie.
Think of some like some kids author that's like not now a perv or an asshole.
Oh, that's tough.
Oh, that is tough.